Rain on my windowpane, rain on my roof. My, it's been raining. My, it's been raining. Will it ever stop? When I was a child, I used to think the sky was crying when it rained. But sometimes I think it's just flushing out a certain way of being. A certain tone, a certain register, a certain mood. The river is green today. Yesterday it was cloudy, milky grey blue. Colours are always changing. The wind and the rain change us too.
A reading life, a writing life, with writer and teacher Sally Bailey.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I've spoken to you, whoever you are, whoever is listening, whoever you are, whoever is listening. I wonder, does anyone listen anymore? I spend a lot of time listening to the sound of the birds, to the sound of the rain, to the sound of my kettle heating up. There it is, in the background, against the rain, competing for attention. And I am reading a very long book slowly. I am going on a very long, slow pilgrimage with a man called John Cooper Powys. I think that's how you say it, a Welsh name. John Cooper, C-O-W-P-E-R, like the romantic poet. Powys, P-O-W-Y-S. And I am sorry if my voice sounds frail. It sounds to me like broken eggshell. But it is weakening. But I have just read this in John Cooper Powys's long epic tome called A Glastonbury Romance. I'm not saying I ever practiced or ever could practice what I'm talking about. Sam was asseverating in an excited voice. So let me say that again, in an excited voice. I'm not saying I've ever practiced or could practice what I'm talking about. Sam was asseverating in an excited voice. Just like my kettle, can you hear her? Let me go and switch her off. Her asseverating voice. Now I am reunited with my tea, a cup of ginger chai, piquant, and sweet with honey. I find it soothes my throat, makes it stronger perhaps. My voice box, which I wish to be asseverating with my character Sam. Sam Decker, I believe his name is. It's hard to keep hold of names in this book. There are so many. Yes, Sam Decker. D-E-K-K-E-R. D-E-K-K-E-R. And his father is a minister. And I am sure that the asseverating tone has been adopted from his father. I'm not saying I've ever practiced or ever could practice what I'm talking about. Sam was asseverating in an excited voice. I'm not saying I ever practiced or ever could practice what I'm talking about. All I'm saying is that there's no life that frees anyone so completely from unhappiness as does the mystic life. If you give up possession, if you give up trying to possess what attracts you, A lovely, thrilling happiness flows through you when you feel you're in touch with the secret of everything. Everything. Says Sam Decker in an asseverating voice. Says Sally Bailey in a timorous voice. Says Sally Bailey in a weakening voice. To asseverate, to affirm positively or solemnly, from the Latin asseveratus, the past participle of asseverare. Forgive my pronunciation. I did not know how to pronounce Latin in 1791, which is where, or whence, or from where, and whence the verb asseverate comes. First used towards the end of the 18th century. And there is something very 18th century about this epic, this modernist experimental epic I am moving through slowly. 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 I'm not saying I've ever practiced or ever could practice what I'm talking about. Sam was asseverating in an excited voice. All I'm saying is that there's life that frees anyone. I've missed a word. I've missed the most important word because my eyes are dancing too quickly over the page. The voice has taken over, you see, the voice inside my head, the voice of Sam asseverating excitedly. All I'm saying is that there's no life that frees anyone so completely from unhappiness as does the mystic life. There's no life that frees anyone so completely from unhappiness as does the mystic life. If you give up possession, if you give up possession, if you give up possessing people, if you give up possessing even your own voice, perhaps. If you give up trying to possess what attracts you, other people, other things, other times, other moments, that perfect moment with that perfect person, they don't exist, Sally. If you give up trying to possess what attracts you, a lovely, thrilling happiness flows through you. A lovely, thrilling happiness flows through you. And I can feel it now as I hold my teacup. Smell the ginger on the steam and the sweet acacia honey. If you give up possession, if you give up trying to possess what attracts you, if you give up possession, if you give up what attracts you, if you give up trying what attracts you, a lovely, thrilling happiness flows through you. And you feel you're in touch with the secret of everything. And Sam ends his little sermon, his mini statement, his little philosophical roundel, his small, solemn, asseverating hymn, with these words. There are only two mortal sins in the world. There are only two mortal sins in the world. One of these is to be cruel, and the other is to possess. And they are both destructive of happiness. The other thing I can tell you about Sam Decker with his excited, asseverating voice is this. He is a poor, benighted lover, and he is in love with a woman, or rather a girl, called Nell. Nell Zoyland. Nell. Nell, who has a husband called Will. She is married, is Nell. "I only spoke of those places to remind you of things," he retorted with flashing eyes. "I only spoke of those places to remind you of things," he retorted with flashing eyes. "What you've done in going back to him when you belonged to me was far worse than talking of our little things, Nell. It was a kind of, well, I won't say that to you, Nell, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You've never put him out of your heart. Never, never, never." "How can you say that to me after everything?" She interjected. Nell, who is but 18, 19. "Because that's what you're like. Because when you went back to him, you were acting like a whore." "I've done it now. I've done it, he thought. "I've done it. I've dropped the last straw on the heap by calling her that." "Where does he want you to meet him? Where does he want you to meet him? Can't I take your hand?" he said. "Can't I take your hand?" he said. "Can't I take your hand?" In a toneless, mechanical voice. He took her hand. He repeated this hopeless formula. "Where does he want you to meet him? Can't I take you anywhere? Can't I take your hand?" His lips seemed to have gone dry. He dropped her limp fingers. But she held him back for a second by the look on her face. You've made me very happy, Sam, she whispered, while her eyes brimmed with tears. Sam ought to have had the wit to realise at this moment that had he swallowed his pride and changed his tone, all would have been well. "If he were a wiser man," I think to myself. Me, the reader. Apparently a man can call his love a whore and be forgiven. But he was at once too aggrieved and too simple-minded to take advantage of the tears that were now pouring down her face. "Goodbye," he repeated doggedly. "Goodbye, goodbye, 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 Nell. Goodbye, 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 Nell. It's those lines that catch me. These lines. "You've made me very happy, Sam," she whispered while her eyes brimmed with tears. Sam ought to have had the wit to realise at this moment, that had he swallowed his pride and changed his tone, all would have been well with Nell. Swallowed his pride and changed his tone. I've been working on this. Changing my tone, my approach. the way I think, the way I hear myself speak inside my own mind about the world around me, which of course includes others, and their thoughts and their words and their deeds and their manifestations of truth, or part truth, or hints of truth, fragments, tiny particles coming to me on the air. So I have to listen, because even in a tiny fragment of truth, there is something that might just help me change my tone. By which, of course, John Cooper Powis means my mind.
Thank you for listening to A Reading Life, A Writing Life. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like it, give us a review, or mention us to friends or on social media. Thank you.